I joined up at 16 in 1996, so before the law changed. I realised that I was gay when I was 17. I joined up in the ranks as a AC to start with, and I trained as a medical assistant. And then I transferred and became a nurse, so the Air Force paid for my nursing. In 2008, I commissioned, and now I'm an officer. And I joined the forum about 3 years ago, so been actively involved in the work to try and make life better for the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community serving within the Royal Air Force.
For members of the heterosexual community, they will find it difficult to understand. Well, they won't be able to understand as to what it was like for you when you were 17 and you discovered you were gay. Was it a difficult thing to deal with, or were you relieved to know as to which way you leant, so to speak?
It was incredibly difficult because not only are you trying to deal with the fact that you're gay and you need to tell your family, my family are Catholic, so obviously there was a religion difficulty, but I was serving in an Air Force where it was, homosexuality was banned. So realising who you are and trying to work out who you are at that young age, and also realising you cannot tell your friends and you can't tell your employer, was really difficult. We're really fortunate now, though, that we're a hugely inclusive employer, and we're in the Diversity Champions as part of the Stonewall programme.
Looking back historically, I think, and forgive me if this is an ignorant statement, but I think it was the guys who had the tough... I'm thinking back to the likes of the 70s and what have you, when guys got a particularly tough time if it was discovered that they were gay. Is it as tough within the lesbian community, or has it been in the past?
Before the law changed, it was difficult because the views of the majority in the services, they obviously conformed with the law at the time, which was that homosexuals couldn't serve. So there was a lot of homophobic banter. Post the law changing, obviously the culture within the service had to change alongside the policy. So things are much better, and actually I don't suffer from any of that at all now. And all my colleagues and friends and bosses know that I'm open and out.
There is an argument that parades such as today's could highlight the fact that you are different. How would you reply to that?
Today is about celebrating the change that we've seen, and it's about saying that there's still much more to do. I mean, there's still 78 countries where you'll be beaten or killed if you're gay. So it's about marching with pride to say that we can serve in the military. And I think actually it's important to highlight difference, because there's still so much to do.